Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, would you be happy to show off your tattoo at work? Well, people used to hide tattoos in the office, as you can remember, and especially in customer-facing roles, but times seem to have changed because a study has shown that one in three people have tattoos. And I just wonder if employers have learned to embrace body ink for once and for all and allow employees to show it off. Managing Director of the HR Suite, Caroline Reedy, joins us now. I don't know if things have changed so much, Caroline, that anybody in any office or any role could freely show their tattoo. What do you think?
I think I can't remember the last time somebody mentioned a tattoo being an obstacle to taking somebody on or promoting them, whereas going back a long time ago, that was something that was a consideration. But I think we've a lot of factors that are influencing the fact that we've got such a strong D&I culture now of diversity and inclusion, that it would go completely against an ethos of saying we want the whole individual to come to work if we're saying you can't have tattoos. Yet there are some roles that have a dress code that, for example, you might be required to wear not shorts, for example. So The same rule applies to everybody. So once they're not offensive and once they don't cause, you know, offence to somebody else, I think we've definitely overcome tattoos as a no-go in lots of roles.
Do you think so? Even in stuffy legal circles, for example, the legal environment can be very stuffy and can be very tradition-led, can't it? And they adhere to tradition very much. Do you think a tattoo similar to Mike Tyson's over the face would be acceptable there?
I think anything that's visible, Cormac, we've got to make sure is, you know, appropriate and also respectful so it doesn't cause offence. But I think we're finding that for most people now, a tattoo is really artistic. It's something that's very personal to somebody. They've put a lot of thought into getting it. And ultimately, it's something that's part of their personality and their opportunity to express themselves. So I would say if they can't, come to work in that way, they're just going to choose a work environment that they can. And I think for the majority of people now, we embrace the fact tattoos are part of society. In America, 30% of individuals have tattoos. It's 26% in the UK. So if in a work environment we're saying we don't want somebody who's got a tattoo, I think we're going to be excluding a huge potential of the population. And we know there's absolutely no correlation between having a tattoo and intelligence or ability to do the job. So it's another objective bias that's going to creep in if we let it. And I think for a lot of people, we've realised actually we need to be a bit more liberal in our thinking around things like that.
Yeah, actually it's funny that you mentioned the percentages abroad, because it's something I would really notice, particularly in the US. If you go, so many people just have tattoos. Like it's really, really common, much more common than here. Have you ever come across then workplace guidance saying you must cover up your tattoos when you're at work?
Yeah, they would, Sarah. In a lot of environments, it's like there's still a dress code, and that dress code is expected to be universal. But I definitely notice that it's becoming an awful lot more, you know, loosened in terms of that acceptance. But definitely things that might be causing offence in whatever way, you know, like recently we had an issue where somebody, you know, had a tattoo and it had hate words on it, etc. Yeah. And somebody else said, look, I don't think that's appropriate. And I think the good thing, first of all, is that people are able to say that. And second of all, I do think we have to be respectful to what is the message and what is the purpose of the tattoo.
Okay.
And it needs to be respectful in
that's
that regard.
Fair enough. Yeah. Just very, very briefly, would you advise people to cover them up in a job interview?
No, I don't think so. I think we're realising that, you know, again, it's the same as, you know, appropriate dress code, etc. I think, you know, if you don't feel that this employer is going to embrace what's important to you, you're in the wrong job interview. And I think that's an important fit piece that the employee prospectively is interviewing the employer these days as much as the employer is interviewing the employee.
Okay, she's done it again. Sound advice, Caroline Reedy, of the HR Expert. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.